la rustaglia cantera valorosa. In altri tempi non c'era un'altra cosa bianca come l'aglianto che brillava da lontano. E si sentiva in ogni piaggia lo cracra della rustaglia, e taglia frondi e taglia maglia come vai senza rustaglia. Si dà lo prato ti fuggini li veri, con la rustaglia non teni più pensieri. Giungi lo bramo, veni la bibiera, veni l'estati e c'è la raschiera bianca come l'aglianto che brillava da lontano. E si sentiva in ogni piaggia lo cracra della rustaglia, come fai con la maglia se non hai la tua rustaglia. E taglia frondi e taglia maglia come fai senza rustaglia. Tu retti villa lo patrono, la rustaglia è di Simono. Linos antichi la vieni sempre in mano, t'attendi molto pal simina lo grano. Una rustaglia lo sagante la costa, ci vuol carbono e farà bella posta bianca come l'aglianto che brillava da lontano.
Tanta moglie e tanta maglia come fai senza rustaglia.
E si sentiva in ogni piaggia lo cracra della rustaglia,
tanta moglie e tanta maglia come fai senza rustaglia.
E poi ci fu mezza giornata per aver la becca composta,
tanta moglie e tanta maglia come fai senza rustaglia.
E taglia frondi e taglia maglia come fai senza rustaglia,
tanta moglie e tanta maglia come fai senza rustaglia.
Tu retti in villa al patrono la rustaglia di Simono.
Hello and welcome to Arts Express here on CITR 101.9. My name's Katie Fitzpatrick. Today on the show we have an interview with musician and artist Diane Reyes, who currently has a exhibit on at the Zebra Club, and she's going to be talking to us about the relationship between music and art a little bit. And we're also going to have a review of the Czech film Czech Dream, currently showing at the European Film Festival, and we're going to be telling you a little bit about that festival and when you can go check out what. But first up, we're going to have a few listings for you guys so you can know what else is going on in Vancouver right now. First up in theater, there's How the Other Half Loves, Alan Ayckbourn's comedy of marital misunderstandings starring Nancy Ebert, Mark Gash, and Paul Kleugman. That is till December 8th at the Presentation House Theater in North Vancouver. Richard III, William Shakespeare's tragedy about a prince with an unbridled lust for power, directed by Scott Bellis and starring Bob Fraser and students of Studio 58. Bob Fraser actually also did a collaboration with UBC students last year in Life After God, so if you saw that and you liked him, you may want to check him out again in this show. Another thing is Some Men. Raving Theatre presents the Canadian premiere of Terrace McNally's exploration of gay culture and relationships. That's till December 2nd at Performance Works on Cartwright on Granville Island. The Ecstasy of Rita Joe. Canadian playwright George Riga's classic drama about an Aboriginal woman who moves to the city and finds herself caught between two cultures. That's till December 8th at the Firehall Arts Centre on East Cordova, and I'm actually going to be checking that one out on Friday, so I'll have a review for you all next week. Another one is Catholic Schoolgirls. Ryan Mooney directs Casey Curdy's play about four Catholic schoolgirls entering adolescence in 1960s New York. That is till December 1st at the Havana at 1212 Commercial, also a great restaurant and gallery, and sounds like a pretty interesting play. In dance, there's Lost Action. Kid Pivot performs choreography by artistic director Crystal Pite with original music by Owen Belton. That's till December 1st at the Vancouver East Cultural Center on Venables. In music, there's Celebration, a winter concert by the Capilano College Wind Ensemble with guests the Kwantlen University College Wind Symphony. That is November 29th at 8 p.m. at the Capilano College for Performing Arts. There's also Proteges and Masters. Alexander Michael Thwaite conducts the VSO and guest soloist Jure Schmidt on violin. That is December 1st at 8 p.m. at the Orpheum Theatre. That's at Seymour and Smythe. Now, a big event that's happening at UBC, and we're actually going to have a review of it on Friday's Art Spot during the news broadcast, is the Verdi Messi de Requiem. The UBC School of Music presents a concert featuring soprano Amy Lefroy, mezzo-soprano Wendy Haddo LaFolly, tenor Matthew Stevenson, and bass Gary Relea. That is December 1st at 8 p.m. at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts here at UBC. So that's all for listings for the theater and music and dance end of things today. And we're going to be talking a little bit about literary events and galleries and comedy in a little while. But right now, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the European Film Festival. So this is currently happening at Pacific Cinematheque, and it includes 25 films from 25 countries, and that's actually 25 out of 27 of the European Union member states. The only ones that aren't represented are Cyprus and Malta. And it goes on for 13 days. It's currently on, and I reviewed the Slovakian film Two Syllables Behind last week. Now, today I'm going to be talking about the movie Czech Dream, which is from the Czech Republic. So this movie is a documentary, and it follows two young film students as they pull a massive stunt, showing the impact of their actions on the public and the media. Apparently, the hypermarket, a sort of supermarket, is the place to be in the modern Czech Republic, with families spending entire days looking for deals in the massive complexes. These two filmmakers intend to publicize the opening of a non-existent hypermarket called Czech Dream, seeing how many unknowing customers show up for the big day. They get makeovers to look like real store managers and hire logo and ad designers. The witty ads say things like, don't go, don't spend, don't rush. Although these are meant to work on reverse psychology, they also carry a grain of truth, subtly warning shoppers that there is really nothing there. The guys conduct ad research, print flyers, and make video, radio and TV ads. Pretty soon, the hype about their new store, Czech Dream, is huge. On the opening day, 2,000 people show up in a meadow awaiting the big moment. At the end of the long field is a massive storefront. Really, there is nothing behind it but scaffolding. When the customers notice this, their reactions vary. Some appreciate the humor, others the social commentary. Some are happy to be in a meadow on such a sunny day. Others are outraged, feeling they've been conned and made a fool of. This film is meant to be a commentary on many things. The first few are somewhat obvious: the manipulative potential of the media and the importance of capitalism in the post-communist Czech Republic. The movie is also meant to comment on one other thing, however: the campaign the Czech government created to convince citizens to vote yes on joining the EU. The filmmakers see this as an equally falsified campaign, and this is their point. Obviously, it is an issue on the minds of some of the public as well, as disappointed shoppers remark that, I'll never vote yes now, and so this is how we're supposed to join Europe, looking like fools. At the end of the film, there's a montage of media coverage of this event. At one point, a reporter turns to the Czech president and says, the Czech Dream Project showed us that people will go for anything that is advertised, even if there's nothing behind it. Is there anything behind the EU Yes campaign? This is an interesting question, and is even more interesting when one considers the film's presence in the current European Union Film Festival. So obviously, people did vote yes on this issue. Overall, this movie was very impressive. It was thought-provoking and funny, and although it dragged a bit at the beginning, it became more and more fascinating as the big moment of truth drew near. You're really wondering how people are going to react when they realize they've walked all this way for a bunch of scaffolding. Something tells me that these two film school students probably graduated at the top of their class, doing probably a little more than was expected of them. Creating this this really fantastic film. Now, that movie is showing, let me just double check, it's showing tomorrow night, November 28th, and that's at 9:05 p.m. It's at Pacific Cinematheque, actually a theater that always shows some great films, so it's worth checking out their website, pacificcinematheque.ca, on a regular basis. There's also a few other movies that are coming up are Denmark's Adam's Apples, which is Friday, November 30th at 7:30. From Estonia, there's the movie 186 Kilometers, that's also Friday. It's at 9:20. On Thursday, there's a movie from Finland called Leaning Tower. And on Saturday, there's a French film, Je crois que je l'aime, from France. And in Germany, from Germany, there's Where is Fred? And that's on Sunday, December 2nd at 7:30 p.m. So if you go to Pacific Cinematheque, there's a link somewhere, I know, to the the website for the EUFF, the European Union Film Festival, and looks like there's lots of great movies going on there. And I went by to talk to the music director here at CITR, Luke, and all I had to do was say the word Czech, and he had a recommendation for me. So right now we're going to be listening to a group called Užme Doma, and this is off their new record from called Cod Liver Oil. They're a group from Prague, and this song is called Proud, which actually in Czech means stream. So a little bit of a Czech theme here today. Here's Užme Doma from Cod Liver Oil. All right, so once again, that was the Czech group Užme Doma from Prague, and that was their song Proud off the album Cod Liver Oil, and we're playing that just because we're doing a bit of a Czech theme with the review of the movie Czech Dream today. And also just a little bit of travel advice. You know, I was in Prague this summer, and I lost my debit and my Visa card, so did my friend, and basically we had no money on us, and I have to say, if there's one place where you can sit in a park and eat bread and tomatoes all day and not be miserable, it's probably Prague, or if anything else, it's Little Sister Ljubljana. So definitely two cities that are definitely worth checking out. Once again, you're listening to Arts Express here on CITR 101.9. We're going to give you a couple of messages right now, and when we come back, we'll have the interview with artist and musician Diane Reyes.
Hey, Pete, want to go to a concert?
What do you think, Sally?
I think that's yes. To the Music in Motion concert, that is.
That's the benefit concert happening in support of BC's Children's Hospital.
It's going on Saturday, December 8th in the evening, and takes place at Capilano Colin in the Performing Arts Theater.
We are so there, as we love music and giving out our support.
Some of the artists playing include Drew McKay and Soulful Rebellion.
Sounds like a fun night.
Oh yeah. Come hear some music and support BC's Children's Hospital.
Years in a Chinese jail for sending an email.
Threats against a mother in Honduras because she spoke up for justice.
Jail, torture, and rape for a student election worker in the Congo.
On Human Rights Day, December 10, Amnesty International gives you the power to stop these abuses.
Go to amnesty.ca. Join our global write-a-thon for justice and freedom. Write for rights at amnesty.ca.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
All right, so you're back again listening to Arts Express here on CITR 101.9, the campus and community radio station based out of UBC. Once again, I'm Katie Fitzpatrick. Now, right now, we're going to be going to an interview with Diane Reyes, as I've been saying, an artist and a musician that I had a chance to talk to a few days ago. And she's really a pretty cool girl, really super nice. Actually gave me a card just for interviewing her, which is something that I don't often get. So here's the interview with Diane. I hope you enjoy it. All right, so Diane, do you want to describe yourself a little bit to us?
Okay, well, I'm a DJ, but I guess you can say I'm international because I haven't really spun here.
Okay.
I DJed in Seattle, Hawaii. I'll probably DJ locally too eventually, but right now I'm focusing on my art show, which is called Nostalgic Dreams. It's at Zebra Club, Granville 15th, 310. Crap. 3101 Granville Street. Yeah, yeah.
I remember.
And I've always wanted to be a painter, so ever since I was young, it's just one of my creative outlets aside from music. So, and yeah.
Well, and I know you. I heard you met Nora Jones and gave her one of your paintings.
Yeah,
so tell us about that.
Well, basically, I knew she had a concert this year. It was, I believe, June 28th. It was a Thursday night, and it was raining. And I painted her for my series of musicians, and I jacked an autograph from her like 2 or 3 years ago when I watched her concert, and I thought, I'm just like, oh, I want to give her something back, you know, in appreciation.
Right,
so
that's really cool.
I waited out back like 2.5 hours, and she came, and she was signing autographs and everything, and she was kind of looking at me like, oh, what are you doing here? Because I guess you could say that her fan base is usually like older, or,
okay,
you know, I guess 30 plus, or that's not that old, but anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just there, and I was like, oh, I know you're tired, and, you know, you have to go tour and everything, but I made this for you in class, and I want you to have it. It's a painting. And she's like, oh, okay. She unwrapped it. It was, like, in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
And she kind of looked at me, looked at it, and then she looked at me like, oh, what's your name? And I said, Diane, right? And then she gave me a hug, and she was like, oh, are you sure? You know, like, because I guess it's not every day that someone just gives you a painting, right?
Right, yeah.
But I just wanted to give it to her in appreciation.
Was it hard to part with all that hard work that you'd done, or?
No, I actually wanted to give it to her. I looked at it, yeah, and I didn't ask her permission to paint her. I was just like, oh, you're dope, right?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, so I just wanted to give it to her, and she was really happy about it because she wasn't expecting it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I was wondering, why did you call your exhibit Nostalgic Dreams?
Well, Nostalgic Dreams because I guess I'm always just hit with nostalgia. Like, you know, maybe it's like a scent or a song. And at the same time, like, nostalgia and dreams are kind of similar in the way they affect, like, your senses.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you smell something or you see something or hear something. Like, it may take you back to, like, when you're a child or something like that. And for that moment, you're in this dreamlike, you know, time and place or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you're just in this mode where you're just like, oh, I remember, you know, and it can take you back to like a good feeling, like, you know, maybe you're enjoying that time. And basically I called it Nostalgic Dreams because it is a series of musicians. So it's meant to give you that feeling that you are at a concert.
Okay.
Just like, you know, when you go to a concert, like, it's all nice for the moment. And after, like, you say, oh, that was great, but you have to go home, go to work, and just...
It's totally separate.
Yeah, so I don't know if that answers your question or if I'm kind of all over the place.
Sure. And I'm wondering, like, you do obviously art and music.
Yeah.
And how do you feel like it's... You express yourself differently, like, with the two of them? Like, is it a different type of expression in art than in music?
Just with both, it's just, like, straight-up passion. I love it, so... Yeah, like, no, I love painting. Like, I could just sit there and paint all day. Like, I remember when I was younger, I would draw and, like, just forget about everything. And I'd be like, oh, I feel kind of weird. Oh, I think I need to eat, you know?
Yeah. And I guess that's like 5 hours. Yeah.
And I guess that's where you can say, you know, starving artist, right? I'm not starving right now. No, like, I have to eat, like, every 2 hours because I think I move around too much.
Yeah. For sure. Someone was talking to me earlier and they were just saying, oh, I'm so excited that maybe I can be on the radio. And they were saying, I just think that sound is so much more powerful than visuals.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, hey, I'm interviewing someone soon who's an artist and a musician.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think that sound or visual is more powerful?
Well, it depends on the person, right? Like, we all take in everything differently. I think both of them work well together. Like, I love visuals. I love sound. It's just a personal taste, I guess, or personal preference.
And then I guess there's film that brings both together. I was also, you wrote about sort of just the process of painting and how you get to know yourself and the artist that you're painting while you're doing that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, basically, it's just like this interview right now. Like, I just met you, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, what up, right? But when I'm painting this person, basically I have to stare at a picture of them, or actually both the painting and the picture. So it brings back thoughts of them. And it's kind of nostalgic, too, just looking at it. I remember times like where, oh, I remember when I went and did this with this person, or this person's so, you know, nice, or they're known for this. And if it's a musician, I usually listen to their music while I'm painting them, too.
Okay.
So,
So the music sort of sets the mood of the painting?
Yeah.
That's cool. And you also mentioned that, like, in doing a portrait, you, like, get to know yourself better as well. How is that the case?
Just with my relationship towards that person. I mean, if it's someone I know that I'm painting, then, yeah, just a bunch of memories come back. And, well, also if it's a celebrity that I'm painting, just how much I love their music comes into play in my mind. And I just keep thinking while I'm painting, I'm constantly thinking. And just in general, even if I'm just walking, like, I don't know, a million thoughts are in my head just constantly, you know.
Right.
Okay. I probably look like crazy.
And you did a self-portrait, too. What was that like?
Oh, like, at first I'm like, I want to paint a DJ, but I was like, I'll just paint myself, you know. Like, I kind of didn't want to just because it, like, seemed kind of narcissistic in a way. But I'm just like, oh, whatever, I'll do it, you know. It's for motivation, too. I put it in front of my turntable set at home. Well, not right now. It's, like, at Zebra Club.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, it was just... just a last-minute decision. I'm like, oh, I'll just paint myself, do self-portrait. Artists do it, so might as well, right? And I was kind of proud at the fact that I have become a DJ, so.
Right, so it was inspiration just to see yourself as a DJ, I guess, in the painting.
And look at it like, oh, wait, I'm a DJ too, sweet.
Sure. Now, you also do clothing design. Do you want to tell us about that, a multimedia thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I worked for this clothing manufacturing company, and I just started off, like, moving the office. Like, they were moving from one location to a larger space, and... went from filing and administrative work, and my previous boss, he asked me, like, oh, well, what's your dream job? And I said, anything creative, like, anything in the creative field. And he got me to do, like, textile designs. So apparently Quiksilver and Hurley use my designs, but not within Canada or U.S. It's in France and Australia or something, which is pretty cool, though. But, I mean, to see, like, someone wearing it,
That's really cool.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, a tattoo artist, like, seeing their work done on someone walking around, like, yeah, I did that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I can't really see myself in an office setting for too long, like 9 to 5 sitting in a desk, unless I have some creative outlet.
Right.
But, I don't know.
Cool.
It was fun. I still do it time.
And I'm also wondering, I was looking at your paintings and you saw, like, all of them were in color, the ones on the website I saw anyway, except the one of Ella Fitzgerald that was in black and white. Why did you choose to do that?
Just to give it that, you know, kind of old school feel, you know.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, old videos of her.
Right.
Usually it's set in black and white. It has to go with, I guess, nostalgia, too. You know, you can have, like, black and white or sepia, which is, like, more on the brown side. Like, now everything's in color. Just for a change and to set it at that, like,
that
era.
Mood,
yeah, in the mood, too, yeah. Basically, like, upon looking at all the paintings, I just wanted to give that feeling that you're at different concerts, like, when you look at each one. So, yeah.
Cool. And what kind of music do you listen to usually? Our music station mostly here, so.
Oh, okay. Well, music, musically, a lot of old school, like, R&B, or just whatever my parents listen to, like, cool. I guess Bee Gees and stuff like that. Well,
mostly, yeah. My mom's music, too.
Yeah. Oh, what do you listen to?
It's probably different. It's, like, Beatles, the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, that, too. No, like I have Beatles on vinyl.
She's, like,
yeah.
Aretha Franklin and stuff like that, too.
Oh, nice. So. I think I have that, too. Yeah, no, I love old school music and just...
I don't know that much about new music, but I listen to a lot of older stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Me, too. Like, I don't really care for what's, like, brand new out there, just because, like, I know everything now is derived from the past, too, right? Like, there's a lot of sampling, but, yeah, like, that, hip-hop. I can't really give preference to any genre of music just because, like, you have to appreciate everything if you're a DJ, right?
Right.
And sure. Not necessarily forced, like, but no, I just love listening to different kinds. But I was mostly raised upon, like, R&B, like, hip-hop, pop music.
So that's the kind of stuff you do when you're DJing, I guess? Or?
Yeah, yeah. But I love to experiment, too. So maybe some trip-hop and, like, reggae or old school. I guess some electro... Right, just throw it all at me. Just mix it all in there. Yeah.
So, Marie, is there anything you're born in Vancouver, right?
Yes, born in Vancouver.
And is there anything about living in Vancouver that like inspires your art or your music or anything like that? Or
honestly, Vancouver's dope. Like, I mean, you don't really notice it until you travel elsewhere. Like, I was just in Japan, Philippines, and accidentally in Hong Kong, which is pretty sweet.
How did that happen?
The airline, they had mechanical problems, and they said, they told everybody, they're like, oh, you're going to have to stay in Hong Kong overnight. Everyone was choked, because like, oh, I have to work, you know. Me, I was like, sweet.
You're
going
to hang on Hong Kong?
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up in Bulgaria this summer, because I missed a flight somewhere else. So
how was that?
There you go. It was different. Bulgaria, I don't know. I probably wouldn't recommend it to go to, but it was fun at the time, I guess.
Oh, no. To hit up Europe.
Yeah.
One day. I don't know when.
I'm going to go to Asia, so there you go.
So if you're all interested in art or music, actually both, you can check out my work, Nostalgic Dreams, at Zebra Club, which is on Granville and 15th, 3101 Granville Street, and it runs until November 30th. And you can also check out my website, www.dianereyes.com, D-I-A-N-E-R-E-Y-E-S. Or, yeah, I have a MySpace page, too, myspace.com/DianeReyesArt. So yeah, you can check that out. There's some music on there, too.
Cool, awesome. Thank you so much for talking to
thank you
us
too.
Today. Hopefully people go check out your show.
Thanks.
All right, no worries. Okay, so once again, that was Diane Reyes. You're listening to Arts Express on CITR 101.9. Now, before we go today, I just wanted to give you guys a few more announcements of things, some things that are going on. So just so you know, showing at Fifth Avenue right now, they have the new movie out, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. And they're also showing No Country for Old Men, which is getting a lot of buzz. Darjeeling Limited and Across the Universe, believe it or not, is still showing as well. Also at the Park Theater, new this week is Love in the Time of Cholera, which is based on the book by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who I love as an author, although I only read one of his books, so I guess that's a ridiculous statement to make. But anyway, probably a movie worth checking out. Another thing that you may want to know about is the Serbian Film Festival, which is coming to the Ridge Theater. Everything's in Serbian, but it does have English subtitles. Basically goes from today and until Thursday. And this is kind of a My Trip to Europe themed show today, because I was also in Serbia in the summer, and believe it or not, Belgrade is a really beautiful city and such an interesting recent history. You can learn a lot about when you're there. Another movie that's coming out soon is the Bob Dylan biopic, I'm Not There, and I'm going to be checking that one out, and I'll have a review of it all for you guys next week. And finally, one more thing in film you might want to keep an eye out for is the Whistler Film Festival, which is on this weekend. So if you're heading up to go skiing, you may want to take in a little bit of arts as well, because those are important to keep in mind. Also, just so you guys know, a few galleries that are currently open right now. There's The Song of Lilith, works by Lillianne Kleiner. That goes till December 9th. It's at the Sydney and Gertrude Zach Gallery at West 41st. A Cast of Shadows, Intaglio Prince by Jude Grebel. That's till January 13th at the Burnaby Art Gallery. Mark Lewis, Modern Times. 10 works by the London-based Canadian filmmaker. That's till January 6th at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Swagger, this sounds like an interesting one. Images by Angela Grossman, Explore the World of Young Boys. That's till December 1st at the Diane Ferris Gallery. This is another interesting one, The Reincarnation of W. Vancouver artists Yun Lam, Kate McDonald, and cameraman reflect on the red neon W of the Woodward's department store sign. That's till December 2nd at the Gallery Gachet. Not Made in China, works by Johnson Chan, Viola Chan, Eugene Lin, Nancy Fong, Robert Perongo, Heather John Tam, and others. That goes till December 2nd at the Gallery Gachet at East Cordova, along with The Reincarnation of W. So that might be a place worth going to check out both of those. If you wanted to
check out some comedy. Tonight there's the Tuesday night stand-up at Chivana, which is on every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And there's also the Underground Stand-Up Comedy Showcase, which is happening at the Cellar at 1006 Granville. So those are some things you guys might want to check out for this week. You're also going to want to tune in to Arts Express next week. We're going to have a good show. We're going to be doing the review of I'm Not There, as well as the play The Ecstasy of Rita Joe, as I let you know earlier. And we're going to have an interview with Cedar Carboni and Bonnie Nish, who are from the Pandora's Collective group, which works, does charity work, inspiring writing and self-expression all across the Lower Mainland. And they're also